Welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm Katrina Scott. I'm a mom, a passionate female founder, and a creative brand builder. In the last 15 years, I've been everything from a personal trainer to a Forbes featured entrepreneur, a New York Times bestselling author, and the co-founder of the leading fitness empire, Tone It Up. And with that comes CEO, late night copywriter, creative director, social media expert, and of course, the most important job to inspire creativity, an office intern running out for coffee and donuts for the dream team. I'm humbled and so grateful for my journey so far, and I can't wait to write new chapters with all of you. Creativity, success, and making your dreams come to life takes passion, commitment, and a deep, deep love. And love is fostered and grown through deep connections and purpose. And we're going to do just that together. From personal life stories to thoughtful conversations with the most inspiring guests and Ask Me Anything episodes, my hope is this show will ignite your creative brilliance so you can flourish and live beautifully. Hi, hello. All right, I actually had another episode scheduled for today, but I've been going through all my text messages that you send me over the last week, which, by the way, if you don't receive my text messages, make sure you sign up at livebeautifully.com. And a consistent text that I keep receiving is, what if it's too late for me? Or I'm too scared to start, or I fear, you know, opinions and things like that. And so I decided to sit down. I'm at the foot of my closet and I want to talk to you right now. I don't want to wait. So we're just changing our programming. I just want to talk to you today, and I want you to know it's not too late for you. And I have felt the same way too, so you're not alone in those fears. I've had the fear of time, the fear of judgment. Am I capable of this? Can I do this? Will anyone tune in or listen? Am I worthy enough to do this? Do people only look at me like I do squats and that's all? You know, I've had imposter syndrome with this. Who am I to be doing this? You know, it's not the right time, which, by the way, it's never the right time to do anything. And am I the last to launch a podcast? And then jokingly, I was talking with Brian before we launched, and he said, listen, Michelle Obama just started her podcast, and Beyonce still hasn't launched hers, so you're not late. I'm like, okay, it's not too late for me. I've been so afraid. I've had to take deep breaths before I press that red record button. I've been afraid in the past before I've pursued different things. And I think that people only see once you start doing. No one's sitting in my closet with me, you know, watching me kind of just talk myself through things and take notes and find the words. Sometimes when I can't find the words, I'll like fold a few shirts and put them away. You know, no one sees that part. And I hope that I can actually show you more of that, so that way you know how vulnerable this is and how scary this is even for me. Maybe we don't show that side enough. So then when everyone sees your highlight reel, you think to yourself, well, how could I do that? And so listen, everyone is doing everything for the first time. Isn't that crazy? So everyone that's literally doing anything is doing it for the first time. Maybe they have experience in this or that or some form of it, but never that exact scenario. Text messages that I received from you were, you know, is it too late for me to start my career? Or is it too late for me to start a new brand or a company? I've never been an entrepreneur. Is it too late for me to have kids, to teach, to run a marathon, to go back to school, to study something new, to start a family, to write a book, to start that podcast, which I will share how I did this, to take that course or to launch that course, to date, to learn to cook, which I'm with you on that one, by the way. I'm like, it's too late for me, but I really am going to do this. To start YouTube, to be the healthiest version of myself, to get married. I even saw this one, to start wearing clothes that you want to wear. And I feel the same way too. I want to be a fashionista, but I'm not, but I want to be. So I'm with you on that one too. Whatever it is that you feel right now in this moment, while the two of us are chatting, I want you to know it's not too late for you. And I'm actually really, really excited for you. Here are a few people who have achieved things later in life that you probably didn't even realize. Jane Fonda started her fitness career after 40. Jane Fonda. It's crazy. Vera Wang became a fashion designer after 40. Harriet Thompson became a marathon runner at 76. Sally Ketcher, she changed careers and went to school to become a nurse at 65 because she wanted to take care of people. And I believe she's still a nurse over 90. Toni Morrison became a Nobel Prize novelist at 40 years old. Oprah took a bold step and started her own network, OWN, at 57. And lastly, my favorite, Lorraine Scheinberg, who spoke at a Little Market nonprofit brunch that I went to. She became an activist after the age of 70. She thought it was too late for her to do something and make an impact, but she really wanted to do something that was really fulfilling, and she became a human rights activist and has saved so many lives from sex trafficking. I was literally in tears at this brunch, drinking my Aperol Spritz. I'll make sure I include a picture on the show notes on the blog. But I was crying because I have thought that I'm too old to be an activist, or it's too late for me to stand for something or to stand up for somebody. And I was so wrong, especially in this last year. I've realized that it's all of our responsibility to stand up when we see something that doesn't feel right, that doesn't sit right, and to be there for the people that need us the most. And Lorraine has now saved so many people's lives. So I was sobbing, and of course, I was like a mess at this brunch, but it really put things in perspective. And I would love to hear from you today, maybe on Instagram. If you know someone who has started her career or something amazing or has made an impact later in her life, I'd love for you to post it on stories and tag me, and I'm going to be reposting all of you.
All right, busy babes. If you're anything like me, you don't have much time for a full skincare routine, let alone going to get facials or anything like that. As soon as I became a mom, I feel like I started sacrificing self-care. I'd go to bed after just washing up real quick, and I was lucky if I even put on moisturizer. Looking back, when my daughter was a newborn and we were up every 2 hours, I don't even think I did anything for my skin for 6 months, maybe even a year. Then I was browsing the aisles of Target, like I love to do, and I discovered the beautiful brand Bliss, and it has rocked my world. You can get that same spa facial feeling with Bliss right at home, which I feel like we all need right now. I am absolutely obsessed with the Bliss Bright Idea Vitamin C Serum. It's made with clinical grade vitamin C, the same kind that you find in $80 serums at beauty stores, and it's sold at Target for just $25, so it's super easy. You know when you see that girl on Instagram doing all these pretty padding of their faces with serums and self-care, and she's like, you can do it too. Well, now that can be us. We can do this together. It feels and smells amazing, and you'll feel like you're taking care of yourself. I like to use it every day, especially at night before bed, and now it's part of my routine. Also, my friends at Bliss love all of you, and they shared a special code for Live Beautifully listeners. When you go to blissworld.com, you get 15% savings with your code Katrina15. You're gonna love it.
Something that I kept seeing over and over is that you were afraid of what people would think. Now, we all do that, right? But what percent of people stop because of the opinion of family, friends, and even strangers? And what brilliant books and podcasts, poetry, art, politicians, leaders are we not experiencing because they didn't feel like they were worth it or good enough, or maybe they stopped because of someone's opinion? We all have self-doubt, and we feel like there's a million things that we don't know enough of to do something. And it's impossible to know everything, but no one is you, and that is your greatest superpower. No one is you, and that's what you can do. You can own everything that you have and give that to the world. Another part of that is some of you wrote, I don't really know who I am or who I want to be, or I'm afraid to be X, Y, or Z. We get so caught up in an identity of who we think we are, or what we think maybe our parents, our friends, or anyone else thinks that we're supposed to be. And we can't break that mold because we're comfortable in that, and it's uncomfortable thinking about change. When it comes to you evolving, it's inevitable. Some people will actually get stuck on it. They may look at you and say to you, themselves, friends, can you believe she's doing that? Or that's not the friend I once knew. Or, whoa, that came out of nowhere. She's changed. We're supposed to change. We're all afraid of what people will think. But the reality is, true friends should want you to evolve, expand, grow, succeed, and find happiness and fulfillment. Expansion in our lives and our hearts comes from when we are open. And if there are naysayers or people who want to keep you small, then it's time to evaluate who you let into those dreams. Sometimes you have to stop sharing your dream if you think it's too big for them. Remember, it's your choice on what you let into your heart. And sometimes people want to keep you small because they're afraid too. I saw this as well. What if I fail? What if I get laughed at? What if I get bad reviews? Or what if I get no comments, no likes or shares? Or what if no one buys? What if no one shows up? The fear of failure gets in our way. And if we never try, we'll never know. I love this quote from Oprah. The thing you fear most has no power. Your fear of it is what has the power. I just read a Harvard Business Review that shared that for entrepreneurs, courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to persist in spite of it. Fear can either inhibit us or motivate us. And I'm telling you, I'm scared all the time. But I'm going for it because I love you so much. Here are some times in my career where I was alone, I was doubted, I was told no, or I was knocked down. The very first person who signed up for a training session with me to personal train never showed up. It was my first job out of college, and I stood at the doors wearing my collared shirt with my, you know, holding my clipboard, just waiting for them to walk in. And every person that walked in just walked right by me and swiped their card to get into the gym. I waited for over an hour and I felt so embarrassed. I wondered if I had said the wrong thing on the phone, what my coworkers thought, what everyone thought when they walked by and saw me just standing there. And if I could go back and tell that 22-year-old girl anything, I would say, greet every person and ask them, are you my session? And if they say no, boldly introduce yourself and tell them, oh, sorry. Well, a free session is on me just for the mix-up anytime. But I know that she wouldn't do that because that takes courage and bravery. And both of those things take so much time for us to develop. Another time was when I said I was moving to California to pursue fitness. At least 50, it's probably 100 people told me that the fitness industry was way too saturated and that I'd never make it. Someone even said to me, well, I'll see you in a few months when LA chews you up and spits you back to Boston. They were joking, but it stuck with me. I mean, I still remember it now. You know the quote, you forget what people say to you, but you never forget the way they make you feel or whatever. I always remember both. And then finally, when I decided to start this podcast, I heard things like, yeah, but anyone can have one. How do you even expect to be found when there's so many? And then another, well, give it another decade and maybe it will be successful. And guess what? I did it anyway. Do I think of those people when I press the red record button? Actually, no. Maybe a few years ago I would have, but you have to know that when we focus our energy on the fear and the doubt, our creative energy is completely drained and we have nothing left for ourselves and our growth. And maybe that's the goal of the naysayers because they want to keep you with them. But I'm here to tell you, there are over 7 billion people in the world. Do what you want. I'm assuming that some of us will actually end up being 85 in one of those cute homes together. It'll be like college with our rooms next to each other. The last thing I want to hear is that you have regret, that you didn't do something. I want to hear that you did it. You did it when no one was clapping. You did it scared. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. You did it with tears in your eyes. You did it with passion. You did it because your heart told you you should. And you didn't listen when anyone said you couldn't. You did it even with fear. And you did it anyway. If we take anything away from this last year, it's that we need to do what we love and love what we do and love each other. Life is just too short not to enjoy every minute of it. And if you can't stop thinking about that one thing, don't stop working for that one thing. So together, right now, we're going to overcome our fears and our doubts with the power of visualization. So I'd love for you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. If you're driving, make sure you do this later, but you can follow along. I want you to write down something that you've been wanting to do, but we're going to write it down a little differently. I want you to write it down as if you're already doing it and succeeding with so much happiness. So maybe you write, I'm an artist, or I'm a photographer, and I love the photos I take. I transformed my health and my body. I started a family, and I'm an amazing mom. I'm dating, and he's the one. It can be anything. Now, write down a few things that could be stopping you, but leave a blank in front of the sentence and at the end. Is it time, opinions, money, resources, support, fear, the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown? I'll tell you right now, everyone tuning into this is now your support system. We all have each other's backs on Live Beautifully. All right, next, in front of everything that you just wrote down that could be keeping you small, I want you to write, I didn't let blank, whatever you have written down, and at the end, write, from stopping me, and I'm so happy. From stopping me, and I'm so happy, which, by the way, these will all be in the show notes on livebeautifully.com if you need to do this later. And you'll feel the shift. As soon as you see this and start reading out loud, you can actually visualize yourself doing and becoming who you want to be. A great place to put this is in your calendar, next to your bed, on a little notepad by your mirror where you get ready. I want you to look at this every day until it's your reality. I'm going to share one of my favorite quotes from Brené Brown, my favorite researcher. She has a podcast. Her book, Daring Greatly, has changed my life. She says, choose courage over comfort. Choose whole hearts over armor. And choose the great adventure of being brave and afraid at the exact same time. She also shares quotes from Theodore Roosevelt. If you've never heard The Arena, I'm going to read it right now. It brought tears to my eyes the first time that I read it. I'm going to put a little female twist on it for all of us, though. So here it goes. It is not the critic who counts, not the one who points out how the strong woman stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the woman who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends herself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end of the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if she fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that her place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Brené shares, when you walk into the arena, just know you're going to expect these few things: self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. And instead of shying away from your critics, expect that they'll be there in the front row seats watching you. All you have to do is acknowledge them, know exactly what they're going to say, and then you're going to do it anyway. I will leave you with this today. It is not too late for you, your dreams, your purpose, your family, your heart, your happiness. It is just the beginning. And seriously, when we're wheeling each other to play chess at 90, which it's not too late to learn new things. I don't even know how to play chess. I hope that you tell me that you did it. I love you. I believe in you. And I care so much about your dreams. Please share this with a friend who may need it today and tell her I say hi. And I can't wait to hear about how you decided to just go for it. Thank you so much for tuning into Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also, for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about.
Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.